So in the first episode, we're just gonna introduce ourselves and talk about why we're doing this, all of this. So can you just introduce yourself first, please?
Yes. So we decided to not use our real names, but stick with our social media handles. I'm on Instagram, insubordinatecutie. We will also include those names in the description.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah.
There will be somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell our listeners your social media?
So my name is Zen Chan, and I'm like, that's my whole internet persona, basically, because I'm Zen Chan on Twitter, I'm Zen Chan on Instagram, and I have a website that's Zen Chan's World, so that's the name I go by. Many people who know me from the internet by Zen Chan, they call me Zen, so I'm okay with that. And
how old are you?
Well, I'm 26 years old, just turned 26 last month. So we have the same birth, not the same birthday, but we're
the same sign.
Yeah,
we're both Scorpio.
Yeah,
maybe that's why we get along.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
we're
so I'm also born in November. Yeah, and I'm 27.
So you're 1 year older.
Yeah, I'm 1 year older.
And
did you wanna like introduce what you do on social media, or because I'm on social media, I'm just like an awkward silent reader to most everything that I see, and I post pictures or anything very, very rarely. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you are really active, and you're really doing a lot, so.
I'm pretty active because I'm procrastinating most of the time. So Zen Chan Photography, it's like Instagram, as the name says, I'm doing photography. It's not like my job or anything, it's just a hobby, but I just get into that a few years ago. So I'm pretty active on that, and I like post behind the scenes stuff and other stuff. It's like however I feel. And yeah, Twitter is just for more like for political discourses and random stuff. It's like my rant medium. That's where I always rant about stuff, and I get angrier. So yeah, that's kind of basically it. And that on my Zen Chan's World website is where I post my portfolio and my art, and like I have a blog there where I write about different kind of topics. So yeah, I'm pretty, and I have a YouTube channel. I'm pretty active on social media. Not on YouTube right now because I'm too lazy to post and I don't have time to do videos. So it's kind of just photography right now. And sometimes I draw.
Yeah, and you write in your blog posts.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
When I have time and the motivation.
Yeah. What are you doing with your life right now?
I have a life crisis right now, like an ongoing life crisis, because I don't know what I want to do. And like the podcast is kind of talking about that. But
yeah,
what are you doing in your free time?
In my free time, not in my busy time.
Yeah, like what you're doing for fun.
I don't have that much time to do things for fun. I'm a very, very stressed person and most of the time incredibly exhausted and just fed up with life. But if I would have more time, I would spend so much more time reading or also going to the cinema, going to museums. I love cultural outputs in various forms a lot.
Yeah, you're interested in activism, right?
Yeah, and I'm very interested in activism and social movements. I'm very interested in feminism and in, particularly in intersectional feminism and queer feminism. Yeah, and also anti-racist movements and developments, yes.
So we got to know each other at university.
Yeah.
Like, when was last year?
I came back from Japan in autumn 2018, I think. And that's when we really got to know each other.
Yeah, like you started at working at the office as a student assistant, and I was already there as a student assistant.
Yeah.
And we're actually in the same semester, but never really talked to each other before because we kind of had different schedules and different groups of friends.
Yeah.
So we never really talked to each other, but then we met in the office where we worked and noticed that we kind of got the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. I always have a lot of fun talking to her.
Okay. And one of the things that really keeps me going and really makes me go there again, and one of the things that makes it survivable for me to be at work, is you, basically. Because we are, yeah, but that's true. Because it's like we can rant together if we hate the situations we're in, or if we, I don't know.
Yeah, like, basically, when we have a life crisis, we can rant to each other.
Also, I don't know, there's really much that we share at work as well, and that makes it, I don't know, better for me, definitely.
Yeah, and we have, like, we can talk about a lot of topics, and, like, you can relate. So it's really, I don't know, comforting to know that there's someone who relates to the things you're talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
And some of our colleagues say that our office, like the student assistant office, is like a safe space.
Yeah. Yeah, we really like that. Yeah. That it's like our colleagues also often come there and say it's always so nice to come here. They really like to be here because it's the safest space there.
Yeah, so we're happy about that we could kind of like create that kind of environment in our office. And we hope that we can kind of create something like that also with, like, on a larger scale.
Yeah.
On, like, the internet.
Yeah.
So that's why we decided to record our conversations, basically, because that's how we kind of got the idea to do a podcast. And, like, one day we were talking about, like, topics, our topics, like, usual. And I think I was, like, it's kind of sad that we're just, like, the two of us talking about this, and then the conversation kind of evaporates in the air and nothing really comes out of it except that we're ranting to each other.
Yeah.
So we thought that maybe it could be a good idea to just do, like, make content out of it.
Yeah, and we were, like, sharing what we are talking about seemed kind of important, and also including more people in the discussion and not just us. Yeah,
I mean, I write blog posts about these kind of topics too, but it feels like I'm talking to myself.
Yeah,
right? I don't have anybody to talk to about those. So it's a different medium.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have someone who can, like, share other opinions or agree, disagree with you.
Yeah.
So we decided to try and do a podcast. It's a little bit of a struggle because of the technology and everything, and we're still figuring it out.
Yeah.
So we hope it will work out later, like, and will be better in the future. We also have, like, we have the recorder and one microphone.
Yeah.
So I hope to get another microphone next year, maybe, and then we can record properly without a sock on the microphone, like on the recorder.
But I mean, that's kind of reflecting our realities and identities, I think, because we are poor students. We don't have any money, and it's difficult for us to, I don't know, have a location or have the t- technology to professionally do that. So that's what we're going to do for now, and we will see if we get better.
Yeah, I mean, as long as equipment, it works.
Yeah.
So as long as it works, then it works.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting here in a room.
Yeah.
That's not a studio. Yes. It's just a bedroom on the floor.
Yeah.
So, but as long as we can bring the message across, then that's the most important thing, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Did we, have we talked about our subjects? Like what
no,
we're
No, we skipped that.
Oh. So yeah, what we're actually studying is like, that's like a two, the bachelor is, how, what do you call that? A two?
It's like you're studying something as a minor and yeah. as a major,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. What was your minor?
English and American Studies.
Oh, right. I always forget that. Sorry.
No, that's fine. But we're like basically studying Japanese studies or the course is called Modern Japanese Studies at the institute we're studying at.
Yeah.
And we also didn't say that. We both work there as well. We study and we work there as well.
Yeah, I'm in my master's for Modern Japanese Studies and you're in your bachelor's.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap up my bachelor studies right now and trying to get out of academia as soon as possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't intend to stay there neither. Either.
I think both is fine.
Well, English is not our first language, so...
In case you haven't noticed that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more like a... Like, you're really interested in activism, and I'm more like the creative person, so I like everything that has to do with art, like sewing, drawing, photography, everything that's kind of related to that.
Yeah.
So
I'm more the consumer on that end and you're more the creator, definitely.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And you're more involved in the discussions and political discourses.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to talk about that too, but I'm not like involved like actively.
Yeah.
I do read about a lot of stuff on the internet. And I follow discussions on Twitter. I mean, it's not like the most professional medium maybe to do that. But I mean, that's where the discourse is. So I'm really interested in what people have to say. And because there are so many different people on there, there are also many different opinions. So that's always interesting to follow.
Yeah.
Even though it might become frustrating at some point.
Yeah, definitely. That's also something that we might or might not talk in the future, like how it feels to read all of this on social media and also how it feels to deal with possible backlashes or something like that.
Yeah, and right, we don't censor ourselves. Like we do use swear words when we talk to each other, so we're not gonna change that and we're going to keep it that way, but we are going to put trigger warnings for sensitive topics.
Or content warnings, yeah.
Yeah. So...
In case someone doesn't want to listen to certain things.
Yes, and I mean, we also gonna have to find the right titles for each episode. So I hope that will kind of make it clear what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I mean... This is also your job as listeners, I think, that you can always give us feedback if you think we didn't really handle that well or something. We are very receptive to that, I think. And if there's something that you think we could improve or do better or handle things more sensitively, then we are very willing to try to change that.
Yeah, feedback is always good.
Yeah.
What I notice, I think, I mean, it's my fault also because I'm really... Like, I'm not a really assertive person, so I kind of keep myself in the background, which is why I don't really interact with other people that much, except for friends, of course. But I noticed that, like, it's not, like, really important for me to get comments or that many likes, but I'm usually very happy when there are people, like, messaging me and giving me feedback and talking about, like, what they're thinking and opinions. But that doesn't really happen that much. I mean, there were people who said to me that they were kind of afraid of me in the beginning.
That's true.
Wait, you too?
Yeah, a bit, but not really afraid, but you always seem so, you know, so composed and professional and something like that. And I just felt like a brat. And I was like, I don't know.
Wait,
I should approach her or talk to her because she always seemed so, I don't know, professional.
Wait, when was that?
I don't know, like at the beginning, really at the beginning when we first met each other.
Well, that's just a mask to hide my life crisis, so.
Yeah, but however, I interrupted you. Yeah, but
no, it's nothing. But that's kind of, sometimes I think about, I mean, there is a reason somehow why I kind of maybe seem cold.
Mm.
But also I'm like, why is nobody talking to me?
Yeah, so please talk to us. Yeah. Tell us your opinions, your comments. We really like to hear that.
Yeah, we're very open to other opinions.
Yeah.
So I hope that there will be some conversation with listeners.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll never know. It's our first podcast.
Yeah.
And I hope there will be some people who will listen and share their thoughts with us.
I don't know if you're up to that, but we could include a section where we like read comments.
Oh yeah, gladly.
Or discuss the comments that we've received or something like that.
Yeah, clearly.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, I would like that too, but
yeah.
Of course, we would need
comments. We need comments first.
Yeah, but yeah, if there will ever be enough comments, we're going to include a section like that, so
yeah,
that will be an option. I mean, it's very flexible. We don't really know what we're doing yet, so.
No, not at all.
We're just gonna try something new and see how that goes, so yeah, please excuse us for our, I don't know, we're kind of clumsy right now with everything. I hope it gets better and maybe more professional.
Yeah.
But we're gonna keep this on a conversational level.
Yeah.
We're really used to like the academia and scientific approach concerning topics, but we don't really wanna do that with the podcast because it's, I mean I've written like assignments and my bachelor thesis and stuff, and it always feels so strict.
Yeah.
Like you have certain rules that you have to follow, and it's just more refreshing to me to be able to talk like freely about this without worrying about
citation rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's, yeah, it's kind of restrictive sometimes. I don't know. I mean, of course you have to follow those rules to be not like to be
to not do plagiarism or something like that, but it's a very different type of, I don't know.
Yeah, of
text talking or whatever. Yeah. And I mean, I think our academic background will probably influence how we talk and what words we use and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know how you think about that, but it's also important to me that we try to not use like highly scientific and abstract words. And if we do that, we explain them maybe.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Because I don't want the podcast to be inaccessible or something to people who don't have the academic background that we have.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it will, our background will influence us in some kind of way, like whether it be cultural or like academic background, but we're want to try and be inclusive as possible.
Yeah, definitely.
So there will be a lot of different topics we're going to talk about. Maybe we should talk about that.
Like, yeah.
Why are we choosing to do a podcast and not, like, maybe write something or...
Yeah.
I don't know. What kind of mediums are there anyways?
I mean, video, writing, blogs. I don't know.
I mean, video would be another medium where you could, like, talk to each other, of course. But writing is, again, it's not a conversation, really. It would feel too stiff if we would try to, like, write down our conversation. Yeah.
And you're already doing
all of
that already. Mm-hmm. So, and I, for example, really love podcasts. I have increasingly listened to podcasts over the last few years, always when I have to drive to work or something by train. I have a quite long train ride. I'm listening to podcasts, and this is a really refreshing perspective, also because you hear things and you hear people talk who you usually don't see in mainstream media. So
yeah, that's true.
I really got into that medium, and yeah, we also, when we got to know each other better, when we were working together, we also exchanged, like, many podcasts that we were listening to, and we were like, I really love that, listen to that, what do you think about that? And we talked about podcasts a lot too, and I think this is also a reason why we chose that, right? Because we like it and we could engage,
yeah,
because we listen to the same podcast or something.
Yeah, and it's about the engagement, because you can listen to the voices and you can, and it's easier to consume it too. Like you said, you listen to it when you're, like, on your way to work. I listen to it when, I don't know, editing photos or doing my dishes.
Mm.
So it's an easy medium to consume, better than, like, blog posts, because blog posts you have to read.
Yeah, or videos you can't really watch when you're doing the dishes or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If it's a video where you have to see the picture to know the context, then it's difficult to, because then you also have to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
So podcast is maybe the best medium for us right now to bring some kind of message across. And it's like, we want to create a space for us, like, or and for other people to talk about topics that might not be talked about that much, or, like, not that in a way that we think. Like, we think that there's some kind of, I don't know how to say it, but, like, I think there might be something missing in the sphere, because I downloaded an app, a podcast app recently, and there, of course, there were many, like, short story podcasts or, like, crime podcasts are very popular, and...
You said also, like, life coaching,
yeah,
or business podcasts or something like that.
And, like, many are, like, people who kind of are in the industry already, like, professionals. There was also a mental health podcast, and they had a professor or a doctor on there, and... But, like, there are always people who kind of made it already. I don't know whether you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, they have professions. They have a kind of a stable life. Like, it seems. It seems that they have a stable life. I don't really know the, like, reality of those people. But
at least structurally, like, with a fixed job and stuff. And we are, like, basically the exact opposite. We are, like, in this... transition phase where we are still doing something that we want to get out of, and we have not finally decided what we're going to do or how we're going to achieve or realize what we want.
Yeah, and that's like we kind of know, like at least I know what I want to do in my life, with my life, but I don't know how to achieve yet. So I think it's kind of important to see or like hear those people as well who are still in that kind of unknown reality mm-hmm. that is be growing up and finding your career and
yeah.
not have an established career yet like many have that we see like in mainstream media, because that's how I feel at least. Like a podcast I listen to on YouTube at least is about someone who like it's also like kind of lifestyle coach who also managed to make a business out of it and sell journals and stuff. And for me, that's like someone who has made it.
Mm.
But for me, like, I don't feel like that yet. It's like I'm studying. I have like a 12 cubic meter apartment in a like dormitory, and I don't have enough space to do all my creative stuff, and I have a part-time job, and like nothing's really stable.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're kind of there, but you're kind of not, and you're kind of moving forward, but you don't really feel like you're moving forward,
and you don't really know where towards.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like this unsure, unknown phase that we're in, and we're just gonna like bring you in that world.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, and also talk about the things that touch our life and that are relevant to our life and that we struggle with, yeah. I guess. So we will in the future pick one theme, one topic, I think, and then we will just discuss this and how it also concerns us or is relevant for us.
Yeah, maybe we can just mention some.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the topics.
Now we were going to talk a bit about the topics that we want to cover. We want to cover topics that are important to us, that are important to our lives, things that we struggle in, things that we experience people around us to struggle with. And one big topic for both of us is, of course, being at university and being in this academic surroundings that are definitely a high-pressure environment, and that is an environment that is not necessarily inclusive or including people that don't conform to the values practiced there. And we are also going to talk about our jobs at university, because it's a very specific field to work in, I think. And we as still students are in a quite vulnerable position sometimes, and we will be discussing that a lot, I think.
Yeah, like in general also, not only university, and, but also school and everything that has to do with education.
Yeah.
And like the pressure and like you said, everything that has to do with it, like insecurities and pressure. We said pressure 3 times already, right? But that's like the thing I associate with
most
with like education pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think we both have like a very long and at times quite hard and exhausting journey, especially in the education system here. And I think we will.
Yeah, we're just gonna talk about that episode. A lot. Yeah, or more episodes, yeah. Maybe.
And also, of course, about work experiences that we already had, I think,
yeah.
and how they affected us, but also work experiences or fears of the working life and society that we are supposed to enter into.
Yes, yes.
And, basically the fear of our future as supposedly productive participants in our society, that definitely, this pressure definitely scares us, yeah. I would say.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we're thinking and talking about because it's worrying where this, like, where everything is heated.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to talk about it in detail later on.
Another big topic, I think, that we talk a lot about and that affects us both is mental health related topics and issues. And we will definitely make one or possibly more episodes about mental health issues as well. And I think mental health is also something that will come up frequently in other episodes too.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Like snippets of it.
Yeah.
But we'll dedicate like whole episodes to that.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about other topics we...
Yeah. And we wanted to talk about privilege because that's also something that is really relevant for not only for us, like for other people too, and what that has to do with education and finding work and so on. So that's something we want to talk about. We also wanted to have a discussion about sex work because like I am following a debate on Twitter right now. So that's a topic that I'm interested in. And I think you also suggested that we talk about this topic.
Yeah. So I think sexuality in general is like really interesting, and sex work is of course such a contested debate. Like there are so many different opinions and voices, and it's a heated topic as well. And we talked about that once very long, and we thought it might be very interesting if we cover that.
So yeah, and the next topic kind of have to do with privilege as well, like chances to climb up the ladder in a society and what kind of difficulties you have as a woman, as a POC, as someone who's maybe disabled and someone who has mental health issues. So that's something we're gonna talk about.
There's a topic that is very dear to me because I'm very involved in that as well. I am really struggling with this corporate used term diversity that is often used to brand institutions or to brand corporations or something like this. But the institutions or corporations rarely really make sure that the people working for them or the people in the institutions are taken care of or considered in the institution. So it's basically just an empty slogan and a branding and nothing real or nothing followed through. And I think this is also something that comes up on social media a lot, like corporations that in Pride Month or whatever use rainbow colored products to use this as a marketing strategy, but the corporations themselves are not really inclusive or considerate of minorities or whatever. Yeah. So this is something that I think we will discuss as well.
Yeah, that's a big topic. And we're going to talk about minorities. More specific, like I would like to talk about the topic model minorities, like about the, in quotation, bad minorities, in quotation, good minorities. But yeah, that's for another episode.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a lot about racism, sexism, society.
Yeah.
And
culture.
Culture, yeah, there's a lot. I don't think we need to talk about all the topics we listed, because there might be some other topics popping up.
Yeah.
And of course, if our listeners would like to hear about any topic,
yeah,
we're open for suggestions.
Suggestions, so, yeah. Definitely.
That's what we're gonna do. And yeah, so maybe you have a picture now what kind of podcast this is going to be. There's a lot of different topics. We don't really focus on one.
Yeah.
But it's just like, we just wanna talk about everything that concerns us and that important to us.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
Yeah, and so it will be, I think, a quite, I don't know, intimate and personal podcast in a way. Definitely. We share a lot of our individual perspectives. We also want them to be understood as just one viewpoint and not a universal, opinion or judgment or something.
Yeah, this is not going to be a judgment. I mean, maybe there will be some kind of a judgment of society.
Yes.
But, like, it's our personal opinion, it's our personal thoughts, it's something we just, yeah, really bring to other people, like something to think about,
yeah,
something to talk about, and yeah, that's just what we're trying to do right now, and we hopefully we can reach some people with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe there will be people that identify with the same problems that we have, or people out there that have already overcome struggles and can give us advice as well.
Yeah, we need a lot of advice for life.
Yeah. And so I think we're very much looking forward to engaging with you, our listeners.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Please listen to our podcast.
Yes. And don't be put off by our
bad English
and struggles at the beginning with everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, I guess.
What we also wanted to say is that there are a lot of topics where we don't have our own experiences in, like, for example, sex work or like training instead of university. There are a lot of stuff where we would like to talk to another person who has the experiences in those fields. So in the future, we would like to invite other people into our podcast, like after we have another microphone. So there is this logistic issue still, but we would like to exchange opinions with people who have direct experiences with those topics.
Because we can always engage, like, theoretically about those things, but we don't really want to talk for people who actually have made experiences in that field. So if you want to share things with us, and if you want to participate, we'd really love to meet you and discuss that with you.
Yeah, or if you know some people who you think might have something to say or would like to do something like this, we would gladly welcome those people into our podcast to speak with them and to share the thoughts and opinions.
Uh-huh. Also, if you think there are topics that are important that we haven't covered yet, and you think we should talk about that, and you know someone who could contribute, you can also always contact us about that and tell us.
Yes, so that is what we wanted to mention.
So that's it for today, and we'll hope you will listen to our next episode again.
Which is going to be, we don't know what it's going to be. Just let it surprise you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.